May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When I was 20 years old, I was on a full naval ROTC scholarship to Villanova University. I was seriously planning on a military career, hoped to go to law school through the Marine Corps. One night, all of that changed at an unexpected time, and in an unexpected way, God tapped me on the shoulder and caused me to pause on this journey and look at a new one. God was calling out to me to become a priest of the church. As I was Catholic, almost engaged to Ellen, a cradle Episcopalian, this was a serious problem. And so I became an Episcopalian. And Ellen and I together set out on our journey toward my ordination. Our journey through this life is an unpredictable one. Sometimes, often, very challenging. We do our best to attempt to map out our course and futures, whether it is planning ours or our children's schooling, our careers, our families, where we will live, and how we'll retire. Everything will not turn out the way we planned or dreamed. There is that famous saying, humanity proposes and God disposes. The nature of life, the nature of our faith, and the nature of our journey can be very unpredictable. Today in the book of Deuteronomy, we hear God speak, "The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power and with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey." We must believe that God has initiated a relationship with us. Officially, it begins when we are immersed in the waters of baptism. However, for most of us, it is as we grow, learn, mature, that we realize the full extent of Christ in us, of God in our lives. Somewhere and sometime during your journey, God has tapped you on the shoulder and called you. Perhaps a long time ago, perhaps not so long ago, perhaps even today. God has done it in a way that you have recognized. You may have asked, "What is God up to? What is this about? How do you choose to respond?" God has given us that freedom to choose. Viktor Frankl wrote in Man's Search for Meaning, "We who lived in the concentration camps can remember the men who walked through the huts comforting others, giving away their last piece of bread. They may have been few in number, but they are sufficient proof that everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's way. God goes on to say to the Israelites, whose journey led them into the wilderness, "Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house." In the times of difficulty and hardship, and in the times of ease and joy, God calls upon you to be a person who celebrates your relationship with God. And not only celebrates, but takes that relationship, one of journeying with Jesus Christ, and use it to be a blessing for others, a blessing for the kingdom of God. Do you trust your faith will grow if you seriously embrace a journey with Christ, to walk the talk, so to speak? When God calls you, are you willing to answer, even if you believe your faith right now is little? Like all relationships, our relationship with God in Jesus Christ requires time together for our faith and trust to grow. And know that if you are willing to embrace this journey, God will bless you, so that through you, Jesus may work and bless others. Those in your family, those in your household, those in your community, those in our world. A story which epitomizes this kind of blessing is told by Dr. Robert Schuller about his first meeting with Mother Teresa. He writes, "Mother Teresa and I had never met face to face. I had been to her home for the dying in Calcutta, India. We had exchanged letters. Now I was invited to meet her in person in Tijuana, Mexico. I found her surrounded by the poorest of the poor in a pathetic barrio in the suburb of this Mexican border town. She was tiny, frail, simple, saintly." He writes, "We connected instantly with a shared spirit I can only describe as Christ alive in her heart and mine. She asked me to repeat the prayer of blessing I had inscribed on a small glass given to every person who had helped build the Crystal Cathedral by buying a window. Mother Teresa, your life is an answer to that prayer of blessing, I declare. But give it to me anyway," she asked. I reached out, touched the white cloth that covered her forehead, and looking into her eyes, prayed the prayer of blessing. "Lord, make my life a window for your light to shine through and a mirror to reflect your love to all I meet. Amen." "Write it down," she asked me. I did. Carefully, Mother Teresa, with her small, calloused hands, broken fingernails and all, folded the paper once and then again and once more. Then she took the thick little paper and reverently, prayerfully slipped it into the folded private place at the top of her tunic. "Now you owe me one," I said, smiling. She didn't hesitate a moment. She offered her prayer of blessing on me. "May you be all and only for Jesus, without him having to consult you first. Like the Israelites in the wilderness, all of you have responded to God's call at some level. You see, like them, you have been moved to worship. They set up an altar to the Lord in this unknown land, and you have come to this altar at St. John's to worship with the breaking of bread, music, and prayers. Continue to walk your journey with God. Get closer to our Lord these 40 days of Lent. Try to come to church each Sunday in Lent. Come to our simple Lenten soup suppers and teaching. Respond to God's call in faith and service. Your trust will grow. Remember the words of today's closing hymn. Name him, Christians, name him. With love strong as death, name with awe and wonder and with bated breath. He is God the Savior. He is Christ the Lord, ever to be worshiped, trusted, and adored. May these 40 days be a journey for you that brings you deeper into the love and the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen.